of regret. What is my morning routine? Okay, so I wake up at around 5, 5:15 every morning. The purpose is just get ready, and by 6 o'clock, we have our workouts. So we work out on every alternate day. Okay, one day we run and one day we work out. Now, when I say workout, there are different parts of the body that are the focus. So probably on a Tuesday, we focus on our legs. Okay, or Wednesday, we run, we do a hill run, okay, an inclined run to build your endurance. Thursday is the focus on your core, because as a runner, it is very important that you focus on your core. Your core muscles have to be very strong, because that's what is going to keep you on your feet. And then we have Friday, which is more of speed runs. Okay, how can you run a particular distance with a better speed? Saturday is functional. Saturday is when you do some stretches and other functional workouts. And all this is between 6 to 7. On a Sunday, which is generally a holiday for many, we do long runs. So we again start at 6, but we may go up till maybe 8 o'clock and run anywhere from 10, 15, 20 kilometers, depending on the weather. Okay, we have to be careful about the weather. So during the summer, we may not run more than 15 kilometers, but during winters and probably even monsoons, we run 20, 25, 30 kilometers sometimes. So all this, ensures that the day becomes so much more energetic. Okay, you are with yourself, you are with nature, and that's the beauty of running. When you're running, you're with yourself, you are with your own thoughts, and that can be so blissful. So that's my morning routine, Raj. Wake up by 5:15, and 6 to 7 is for myself. Okay, so it's me time, as we call it. Me time in workouts, me time in running. So I am a mechanical engineer, and I worked in various corporates, initially in sales and marketing, and then I moved into IT. And I was in different companies. I worked in total for about 25 years in many corporates. And in 2016, I made a switch into what I'm doing today, which is leadership coaching and corporate and leadership training. Now, why did this happen? So like so many others, even if you ask somebody today who is working in a corporate, how's life, and they'll say, oh, it's so hectic, there's so much of stress, so much of conference calls and so on. Not that I was frustrated, but I believed that there's so much more that I could do. And because I was in a job, there were a lot of restrictions. I couldn't do a lot of things legally, as well as there was no time, because work was indeed, there was a lot of work. Even weekends sometimes used to be in calls or doing some work or the other. So in 2015, that's when the realization came up, saying that, okay, I think I need to do something else. But what? Okay, something that I need to do, which would also give me the money. It's not only about interest. Okay, interest is not going to pay your next EMI, right? So you need something which will also give you money. And I explored, I started reading, I started talking to people. And one fine day, I had this conversation with a senior leader in the company that I was working. She had undergone a coaching program. She had gone through a training to become a coach. And we had a conversation about coaching. Until then, I had not heard about coaching. Okay. It might have been a passing mention, but I never heard about it. So I went to, I browsed the internet, went through all the information that I could find about coaching. And I realized that this is something which probably is of interest to me. And I had a conversation with this colleague of mine in the company that I was working. And she said, Ram, why don't we do a coaching session? And she did a coaching session for me. I mean, she was my coach. And in that an hour and maybe a little more conversation, I began to realize that during my corporate life, what was making those days interesting, those moments interesting, were the moments that were spent in either training. In my job, I used to do a lot of training, or in mentoring, because as a leader, you're supposed to mentor your team. So I would do that on a regular basis. And I realized in that coaching session that I may have delivered a lot of work for my companies. I would have got some appreciation for it. But what was giving me those moments of happiness were those sessions with the team, those mentoring sessions or those training sessions. The feedback that I would receive from those individuals or groups, some of them were like, you know what, those 30 minutes that you spent with me made a difference for me. These kind of feedback was what was giving me the happiness and satisfaction. So probably at the end of that coaching session, I realized that I